This is Sean with Voices of St. Joan of Arc, and I'm speaking with Barbara Epplers. How are you doing, Barbara?
I am doing just fine, Sean. How are you?
I'm pretty good. So are you around 80 years old at this point?
I most certainly am 80 years old at this point.
You've done a good job getting there. So where did you grow up? Where were you born?
I was born down in Evansville, Indiana, and I was there until I was about 23, 24, and then we moved to Terre Haute. And then we moved to Richmond, and then we moved to Indianapolis, and I was through moving.
So how old were you when you came to Indy?
Let me see. I must have been about 28 when we came to Indy.
Okay. And where did you settle?
We rented the first year. We rented over in Irvington. And then we were looking in the paper one day, and we saw this beautiful family home for $16,000. And we came and looked at it. There was a Catholic church. There was a school and a library, and it was perfect, and we bought the house.
So what street was it?
It was on Central Avenue. Our neighbors in Irvington advised us not to, because at that time, redlining was going on, and racism was not good at that time, and they thought we were making a big mistake, but it was the best investment we ever made.
That's beautiful. So you've had a child daycare for how long?
35 years.
And you were able to take care of a lot of the kids with the church and the school, is that right?
Yes, I did. We made a lot of good friends doing that, with my having that position.
So how many kids do you think you took care of?
Oh my gosh, you mean over the years?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't have a clue. I wish I had kept a journal, but I did not. So, but I'm sure it was over 100, I think, over all those years.
Over 100.
And we are still friends with a lot of the people that I did daycare for.
So have you ever heard of Facebook?
Well, most definitely.
Have they friended you on Facebook and you've been able to watch them grow? Has that happened?
No, that has not happened, because my children just recently gave me a computer for my 80th birthday.
That's
and
great.
And I still have not quite mastered it, but I'm working on it.
Well, just know it's just some buttons. It's not that big a deal. Don't get overwhelmed.
I won't, I promise you.
All right, so as far as the church itself, the building, what are some things that you love about the building itself?
Oh, I think the church is the most beautiful church in the city. I have seen some others that are very pretty. Sacred Heart Downtown, I think, is a beautiful church. But Joan of Arc is majestic. It really is.
And the people, how would you describe the people and maybe some situations that you recall that were really great moments with the people?
Well, there's always been a good camaraderie down there. When we first moved into the parish, I felt like we were pikers. We only had four children, and there were lots of families that had a lot more children than we did. But there were good times. I remember the very first French Mark was really just like it was a picnic for the parish, and the ratatouille was cooked outside in a big iron pot.
That's awesome. All right, so if you were going to pick somebody that you've always looked at in the church that always did a really great job to help grow the church, who would that be?
Oh, my gosh. You've got me here now.
I do.
I can't think of one individual. There's been so many good people over the years.
Well, how about a couple of them? Just name off a few.
Well, Polly and Carl Hinn, Clifford Robinson, the Yadens, the Crosslands. They were all good, active families. So.
All right. So, if you were to, you know, come up with something that you think that would be great for the church, or maybe one of your favorite programs that you were involved with, what would that be?
I think it was the French Market. I've always enjoyed working with that.
Okay. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add? Any personal stories or anything, or you feel you've kind of covered it?
I think I've covered it.
Okay.
Well, all right. Well, thank Barbara, you so much.
You got it. Stay on the line. I'm going to close it out, though.